This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Ford Family Foundation has put out a new edition of Oregon by the Numbers. We're going to talk about that this morning with Sarah Patowski and Mandy Elder of the Ford Family Foundation. Good morning. Who wants to start?
Good morning, Kyle. Thanks so much for having us here. As you mentioned, the Oregon by the Numbers report is a piece of data report, basically, that we put out every single year for our communities across the state. Inside the report, there are more than 36 different measures of health reflecting on the economy, infrastructure, other types of well-being at the community level from all 36 counties in the state.
So it really shows just how different parts of Oregon are.
Yeah, it does. And one thing we like to say is that Oregon by the Numbers helps all of Oregon see all of Oregon. So no matter where you live, you can look across our state, understand what's going on, what the trends are, and how other counties compare.
Because I think, although I've lived in pretty much every part of the state, over time, if you only stay in one part, you really, you know, if you're in Roseburg, you don't really know what life is like in Joseph or Ontario or Astoria or whatever, or how much different some of the economic factors are.
That's right. And what's really unique about this report is we do some of these comparisons within the measures. So if you look at childcare as a measure, for example, you can see how your county compares to other counties across the state, whether you're in the top third or if it's a challenge where you live. And then there's opportunities to kind of look at the neighboring counties around and see perhaps they offer solutions and insights into what your own community could be doing differently.
What are some of the big things, Mandy, that you see in this report?
Well, let me focus on Douglas County to start with.
And get closer to the microphone.
There we go. Sorry, thanks. Let me focus on Douglas County to start with. One of our big takeaways is in the education measure strand. And this is something the Ford Family Foundation really cares a lot about, child well-being, and that kids have the family supports, the supports in their schools, and the supports in their community that they need to be successful. And we're looking at third grade reading, which is a really important measure because the ability to read well in third grade sets you up for success in the years that come. And unfortunately, a lot of our kids are not meeting benchmarks. And I was listening to your interview with one of the superintendents at the South Umpqua School District the other day, and she was talking about how they're really working hard to create environments where kids can learn and be supported and that the community is involved in that type of support. And so when we look at our third grade reading levels across the state, really, and this is a trend we see across the West Coast, there's a lot of opportunity for us as community members to wrap around kids and make sure they have what they need.
Wow. And how many pages are in this?
Let's always
go to the end.
138 this year.
So a lot of different things defined in there. What else do you want to focus on?
Well, I would love to share some of the state level trends as well that we're seeing. Because the data, the most recent available that we have are for 2022, we think back on what we were experiencing at the time. We were still very much in the throes of the pandemic. And so we're seeing that very clearly in the findings this year. Statewide, life expectancy was dropping, and that was largely owing to the effects of the pandemic and COVID. But interestingly, we also see that there was a drop in child poverty, which is a good thing. And there is a suspicion that that has something to do with federal stimulus, the child tax credit that was hugely supportive during that time. We also see that there was a lot of people moving out of dense metro centers. This was particularly observed in the Portland metro area here in Oregon. And we saw people settling in more rural counties, particularly in kind of rural recreation destinations, places like Bend, the North Coast, South Coast, all along the Columbia Gorge. And that had the effect of rising rent costs. So we see that statewide, the only county that did not experience a huge uptick in rent was Harney County.
You know, during that time, I remember just about every week going through Hillcrest and seeing one or two U-Hauls from California. And it was people that, you know, could work remotely and just decided to kind of change the quality of life.
That's right. People wanting to move to the valley where there's the cost of living may be more affordable or just beautiful environments. So, yeah, lots of transitions that we observed in this report.
So who should be taking a look at this? Because some people are a bit daunted by such a big document.
Gosh, well, we really believe that the data don't matter unless people care about them. And we know that people care about their people. And so what we really hope this report can do is set the table for conversation. And you can talk to your people, talk to your family members, talk to your neighbors, talk to folks that you work with. Pick up a copy from our offices and or download one from our website. Look at the county that you live in and look at the ones around and just see what trends you're noting and see if there are opportunities for action.
Well, and just to learn about Oregon in general.
That's right. That's right. Always in the front couple pages, we like to call out a couple different things for, you know, our readers. And one thing that we spotlight in this particular edition and what we call the data highlight is some really interesting research about civic language and how people react to terms like freedom and unity, equality, belonging. This was some national level research from a group called Philanthropy for Active Civic Engagement. And some really interesting findings. We call out ones particularly that resonated with registered voters in rural America. And so there's some unique insights from that particular piece as well. So
all right. A lot of other interesting things in there. Let's hit one more. Anything that jumps out that you want to mention?
You know, I always am compelled by the issue of financial hardship in our communities. We have this measure called Asset Limited, Income Constrained and Employed, and it's called the ALICE data. It's through the United Way, and this is looking at people who are working full-time but are still not able to make ends meet. And with these trends in cost of housing, cost of childcare, these like high-level economic trends, we see an increasing number of families in our communities in that situation. And that's something we're really concerned about.
All right, a lot of information there. Again, how can people get this?
So you can find this report, both in English and Spanish, on our website at tfff.org/OBTN for Oregon by the numbers. So OBTN. And you're also welcome to stop by our office down on Stewart Parkway. We have extra print copies if you prefer to read it in print. And we'd love to meet with you and talk about some data.
All right, Sarah Potowski, Mandy Elder of the Ford Family Foundation. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you.
8:39 in the morning report.